I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tony, you can read the tweets because my computer just died.
Twitter reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Real Xavier P. cannot believe AA is African-American.
I didn't know this was so confusing to anybody.
Real Xavier P. telling us not to stereotype people all day long. What did he do?
I always wondered if that was a no-no. Because the first thing you do when you hear someone's voice is you try to figure out what they look like. That's part of the great aspect of
people
radio.
People thought I was 60 years old for a long time.
Yeah, and it's not as fun now because, like, in doing TV and social media, you know what the radio guys all look like now.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Ken
He's
is on the
way
ground.
Underneath the table.
Ken's on the ground.
Lights on.
Well, that was another bit back in the day. But I wanted to know, Double A.
Everybody down on the ground.
Hey, you can't do that. We don't do that.
Can't do that. Double A, do you find that insulting that people would think either way that you sound a certain way?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been a long conversation within our community as far as, like, how we're supposed to sound.
Other producers?
In the black community, yes.
Oh.
Like how we're supposed to sound. You know, if you talk proper, that's a problem.
I saw it firsthand in
my computer.
In in my freshman year at OU.
Double A is enlightening us on race studies. And
I'm worried about computers over here.
In a broadcasting class, this was very, very controversial. That there were a couple of my classmates that did not sound like everybody else in the class. And the professor and I think things have changed drastically, but the professor was all over that. The intonation in the voice, certain ways, certain pronunciations. And it's controversial now because now it's all about embracing who you are, just who you are. That there is no one archetype. There is no one way to do this. Look at how people dress now. There is no dressing up a certain way anymore anywhere.
But did we do a good enough job? I got to be careful here. Double A has expressed opinions from the perspective of an African-American man here over the last year.
Yeah.
Have there been people sitting there
thinking
that some white guy is talking for black people across the country?
I think there are. I think absolutely.
Apparently. Holy, finally get it.
With the emails... The emails make sense now.
Yeah, they really do.
The emails have made sense. Okay. All right, Double A. There you go. Well, here you are, my friend.
Like, they finally get it. You know, it's like, well, wait a minute. Maybe not.
I have to defend the Browns on something. Can I do that?
Wow, finally.
Our buddy, shut up. Our buddy Garrett Bush, who's on Saturdays here on 92.3 The Fan.
Do we have to tell people about Garrett?
So if G. Bush and I co-hosted a show.
I'm not saying a word. You finish. I'm not. You think it's Friday. You think I'm jumping in on that? No. You talk.
They would have thought it was a buddy cop drama. This guy thinks like this. This guy
don't
thinks
do
like
it. Don't you do it. I'm telling you, it's Friday, the last hour of the show. You don't want to do that.
Come on. 3-day weekend, Anthony.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, a three-day weekend. Got coming in hot, coming up at 9:40. Already got our hands full with that.
We got a legal expert next.
Anywho, Garrett had a question on Saturday, and I remember I reacted to it, and he didn't give his opinion on it yet.
That was on his show, The Hair Salon.
That was, it was
the studio.
It was on the boutique that would you be upset with the Browns if you found out Deshaun Watson was suspended the entire year? If it came down dunzo, cremunzo the entire year, would you be mad at the Browns? And I don't want to put the opinion in Garrett's mouth. I think Garrett might have said yes. But I think I reacted to it before because at first I'm like, well, gosh, yeah, $230 million, even though he's not getting paid. a lot of money this year. But I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, this tremendous salary, this, that, and the other. And we could have. And I went, hold on. Hold on for a second. I sat and thought for 2 minutes. It was great stuff. Garrett hosts, in all honesty, Garrett hosts a wonderful show. And I thought, I go, no, I don't think I'd be mad at the Browns. I don't think I'd be upset. Because I have to put my, I try to put myself in their shoes all the time.
And we've been saying, how could anybody know? We've been consistent in saying that, right?
You could have kept, yeah, you could have kept your first round picks, and you could have drafted God knows who coming out of the next draft. But think about this for a second. You'd still have Baker Mayfield, which fans love. And I, hey, Nick Chubb said wonderful things about Baker Mayfield. Usually Nick Chubb says one word answers. Nick Chubb expanded on his answers with Baker Mayfield, said how wonderful of a guy he is to the point where people on FS1 were running with it. I know people love Baker Mayfield. You and I both know Baker Mayfield is a inferior quarterback to Deshaun Watson. Stop looking at your computer. You and I both know that he's an inferior quarterback to Deshaun Watson. How could I not try to make the move? Because I could sit there and go, well, you could have kept your first-round picks, and even if Baker didn't work out, then you could have taken C.J. Stroud or you could have taken Bryce Young. And I go, yes, that's all true. But I know Deshaun Watson could play at a high level in the NFL. I don't necessarily know C.J. Stroud. I think C.J. Stroud will be good and probably Bryce Young too. But I don't know. I know with Deshaun Watson.
Well,
I gotta shoot my shot. Because I can not make the move, mm-hmm. and I could still get fired at the end of the year. If I had Baker Mayfield and that's it, and you're Andrew Berry, you could absolutely get fired at the end of this year. If you had Deshaun Watson and he were to be suspended for the entire year, you also could get absolutely fired by the end of the year. But if you do have Deshaun Watson and he plays, and say he does play for the entire year or plays for half the year or whatever, chances are I'm not going to get fired at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And you believe that you make the best decisions for the football team, so your first job is to not get fired. So if, God forbid, if it were to happen, I'd want to go sit in a hole. But if it did happen, I'm still going to have to defend the Browns on that move.
Here is the one issue.
You have the quarterback or you don't have the quarterback.
And you're talking to somebody who has desperately wanted Deshaun Watson before the allegations, even during the allegations, after the allegations. I just, as long as he was going to get cleared to play, I really wanted him. And I wanted the Browns to trade for him. And, you know, we didn't have the celebration when we got him because of everything else going on. But I obviously have wanted Deshaun Watson. With all that said, what did every fan say when they traded for him? And the fans that, you know, were willing to, you know, hold out hope that he wasn't guilty of anything and then did want to celebrate. They all said, oh, the Browns know. The Browns know. They've talked to the NFL. D. Haslam, conduct committee, they know. You want your team to not be of the same mindset of the fans. Like, we always hope that the team has way more information on this stuff, that they've seen the depositions, that they've seen some of the testimony in the videos, that they've talked to the lawyers, that they've conducted a world-class investigation, even though they didn't talk to the accusers. We understand that.
Yeah, your old lawyer would tell you that can be taken as you're trying to get involved in it.
You don't have to. We've gone.
All right.
But you want the team to have done all the due diligence. And so the last thing you want is our world-class front office in which other teams are trying to poach your guys. Andrew Berry playing five-dimensional chess. Every week it's a new dimension. That they are so far ahead of everybody. And Paul D. Podesta. That all of that is going on and that the Browns are blindsided by the NFL and a suspension and a bad suspension and a season-long suspension or an indefinite suspension that goes into season two. If that happens, I think the credibility of everybody involved from the owner down takes a huge hit. I just think it does with fans.
Oh, I think that yes, because owners and everybody are meant to be criticized significantly. I mean, you sign up for that. So it does take a huge hit. But you still had to make the move to go out and get the quarterback. I mean, we all look at this and say, and people don't realize this. When I had said, you got to look at it in terms of what would you do if it were your job? It's how you raise your kids. And so many people go, well, they make so much money, I wouldn't care. Yes, you would. You would. Because it's a job that not everybody gets. They don't just hand them out. And then if you lose that job, it is hard to get another job like that. It really is. You can be a consultant. You can be a lot of things in a front office. But if you fail as a general manager, I mean, you could be a head coach and fail and get another head coaching job. But man, as a GM, It could be hard. If you're a failure as a GM, it's hard. And you had to think about it if you're Andrew Berry and go, I don't want to have to move. This might be my one shot as a GM. I'd need to go make a strong move and go out and get this guy. And so you're watching this thing last year going, I don't know how this thing's going to go, but it's not going to go exceedingly well. And so, yeah, you start to do your due diligence and find the guy. There is so much that they could have got. For fans, it's always because we can't get hired, we can't get fired. It's just, it is what it is. We're here with it the whole time. So if, God forbid, he were to be suspended for the entire year, people would go, you could have got C.J. Stroud. We didn't need to bring in any of this. You could have got Bryce Young. We didn't need to bring any. Both of those guys could have been fired. And then for a guy who's sitting at home, or for me or for you, we could say that we're not getting fired. We have all the opportunities in the world to draft the next C.J. Stroud and the one after him and the one after him and the one after him. Andrew Berry might not get that crack. So he had to do what he needed to do. The Browns needed to do what they needed to do. You went 1-31 to assemble this team. You really want to go back to that? You always could, but you want to increase your chances that you won't? I'd be sick. I would absolutely be sick, and I'd be angry, and there'd be a lot of emotions going through if the guy were suspended for an entire year, because it would just feel like now we're going to sit here, and we're going to spin around in circles, and that's going to be it. And we're just wasting a year of Nick Chubb and all these guys that we talk about. It would be awful. But you either have the guy or you don't have the guy. And for this year, you wouldn't have the guy. But next year, you'd have the guy. And I know he plays at a high level in the NFL, where the other guys I don't. I know he plays at a high level consistently in the NFL, where the other guys I don't.
I'm just saying that the revolt in this town, if it's a year, what people will be saying, because I know what you're saying.
Oh, we don't want to host that show.
I know people will say exactly everything you just said. Oh, 4 years, 4 years. We still have 4 years. You know, we still have that. You just have to be patient. Nobody wants to wait a full year for their Christmas gift. Nobody wants to sit there and then have to have the discussions about this team and then know that, oh, by the way, guess what you don't have in the next offseason? You don't have a first-round pick. It's going to feel like a total failure. It really will. And it's going to be a long time. That is going to be the longest offseason ever.
I mean, it becomes a two-year offseason.
Oh.
But the only thing I would say a but for is that, I mean, if you won games with Jacoby Brissett, my God, they'd feel so rewarding that you won games with Jacoby Brissett. If you were to go 9-8 and win games with Jacoby Brissett, well, then no, because then people would be bitching our ear off about Baker Mayfield. So you know what? That might not be great either. 216-578-0092. Amy Dash joins us next. Odyssey Sports Legal Insider. We'll talk to her. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Amy Dash next, coming in hot, 940, live on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Morning, Amy Dash. I want to thank the Portland Trail Blazers for giving us a great show today. They hired Mike Schmitz, and away we went. That's how it got brought up. That whether or not you could win games as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, which I didn't realize the Fan account put it out there. People go, people said, do you have – someone asked if he win a Super Bowl. Wow, someone said if he asked Deshaun Watson, he'll win a Super Bowl. I was like, man, Lyman is the head coach? Like, people thought Bill O'Brien was holding back Deshaun Watson. You think Lyman's going to help out?
Well, we've just had those discussions about how valuable coaches are. But, you know, Ty Lue gets so little credit for the title.
That's basketball. In
yeah, it's true. It is basketball.
I told you this argument that I would have used against me on air, that if I were you, that perception is everything. We perceived Hugh Jackson to be the next great big thing. We gave him a standing ovation that, yes, embarrassingly, I was a part of when Hugh Jackson came to Cleveland. I can't believe I just said that on the air. Why would I do that?
But
this is the thing. Perception is everything. We thought we were getting something great. What if I were to tell you tomorrow, Kevin Stefanski's gone, And Cleveland Browns fans, you go to Browns.com and you have your choice. You can take Anthony Lima as your head coach, or we'll bring back Pat Shurmur. Perception is everything.
I would just crush the press conferences. Like, I would give radio so much, though. I would, but I'd give you guys something. You know, that's what I thought. We'll get to Amy Dasher. I'm sorry,
there'd be a wink after every answer.
I mean, it would be unbelievable. But the thing is, you do get yourself into trouble because Rex Ryan had fun at press conferences. I was there.
It's good when you're
winning. I was there firsthand.
Yep.
And he had a great rapport with so many of the reporters. He would hold court. He'd make you genuinely laugh. And then he did go to two AFC Championship games, which built him some credibility, some equity.
Remember the time he put the pillow under his shirt and then came in as his brother when they were playing the Browns that week? Let's go to the hotline and welcome in. We do have her. Amy Dash joins us. Odyssey Legal Insider, Amy Dash. Insider calls brought to you by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Amy, first off, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
Amy, we had both Rusty Harden on Tuesday afternoon at 6 o'clock on the afternoon show. Then we had Tony Busby on at 6 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. So both were given equal time. Obviously, you know, Browns fans see things in a different light. Rusty Harden, I did think, was more impressive of the two. And some of that does become it's a court of public opinion now. It's a suit of liability. It's a civil suit. And I think that might matter to fans. Does any of that matter to the NFL?
I think public perception does matter to the NFL, and I think the NFL is under extreme pressure to issue a suspension, whether or not Deshaun Watson actually did what he's accused of. And the reason that I say that is because, you know, first of all, with MLB, you have Trevor Bauer, who was just suspended a year, even though there were no criminal charges. In the past, the NFL, in the context of its own league, has given suspensions, for example, Ben Roethlisberger. He got 6 games. It was later reduced to 4 when he was accused of sexually assaulting 2 women. Here you have 22 women. And you have an admission from Deshaun Watson and his legal team that he had sex with several of these women. So whether or not that was consensual, it's still up for debate. Nobody was in that room. So the NFL's in a very difficult position. They have to choose who they believe. But if they say that they entirely believe Deshaun Watson, that nothing happened, they're essentially saying they disbelieve 22 women who are making very serious allegations. And I think from a PR perspective, they're going to have a major problem with that. So I think they are trying to accommodate, like you said, the public perception or the court of public opinion. There's no way they can't address that.
Amy Dash joining us on the show. Well, we've brought that up several times. Callers have brought that up repeatedly. And the thing that Lyman and I always have to say is that in the case with Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, one is Major League Baseball when it comes to with Trevor Bauer. But in the other case with Ben Roethlisberger, you know, that was done by the commissioner. This is going to be Sue Robinson. She's a former judge. Where does that play into that? Because to her, is there precedent? Is there something that she looks at with those judgments? Or is this a clean slate the way a lot of fans were led to believe with the new CBA?
Well, it's very interesting you bring that up because the changes to the CBA do make a difference in terms of there is a benefit to the players. And that's because the NFLPA is, you know, was integral to making these changes. So obviously they want it to go in favor of the players. So now let's say that she decides that there should be no suspension at all. And she may decide that if there is not enough compelling evidence that would indicate, you know, more likely than not that something happened. Then that cannot be challenged under the new CBA. However, if there is a suspension, the commissioner can come in and have the final determination and change the length of the suspension. So if she decides that, yes, there should be a suspension, that could be enhanced or reduced by him. But if she says, no, absolutely no suspension, that's final and that can't be challenged.
Amy Dash joined us on the hotline. We do know in combing through the conduct policy by the NFL, which the latest one that I have is from 2016, but it does say in there that they have truly done everything they can to educate players on not putting themselves in position to be a disgrace to the league or provide any kind of bad press. And obviously, at the very least, even if he's totally innocent, he did put himself in this position with over 40 odd masseuses. We know that the public sentiment that is out there about what he may have done and certainly his side of the story. Just knowing what we know now, it seems like the conduct policy is so broad that I can't see a scenario where he doesn't get suspended, where he would get zero games just based on what he has brought the NFL in terms of the negative spotlight. What do you conclude right now, Amy?
Right. I mean, I'm not making a determination at all on his innocence or guilt. I believe that's for the criminal justice system. But speaking from a purely NFL disciplinary standpoint, I do not see him starting the season. I think there is going to be a determination before the season starts because the NFL does not want it to be a continued distraction. The criminal case has resolved, so there's nothing in their way. The civil cases will go on potentially for years if both sides see them through. So I don't think he's starting. I think there is going to be a suspension before the start of the season. How long the suspension will be, that I have no idea. But I don't see a world in which he gets nothing and a judge and the league basically send the message that they don't believe 22 women.
Amy, what did you make of Tony Busby, who came on our radio station earlier this week, and he has been quoted as saying this publicly as well, that the investigators from the NFL, he thought they were almost hostile towards the accusers. What did you make of that? As far as the NFL is concerned, which certainly that would look really bad for the NFL to almost go in with such skepticism and almost turn the tables on the accusers. I just don't think that would look really good to the NFL.
Right, but I think the NFL has put itself in an impossible position where it's created its own criminal justice system, and it has to sort of treat people who are making accusations in the same way that it's probably treating the accused. And that's, I don't know whether it's aggressive or hostile or what have you, but I think there needs to be a certain level of probing and skepticism and, you know, cross-examination, so to speak, within the context of its own investigation, because it is, you know, hiring investigators, people with experience in this area, and basically making an adjudication and determining whether there's guilt in a scenario or not. And it's, I've always said it's a controversial and it's not a position that I think the NFL should be in, but that's the position that it's put itself in.
Amy Dash joining us here. There is a question that I have where, if he's suspended, can that be used in his civil cases? Because that's where my issue of fairness comes in. Because he insists on fighting the civil cases. That's his right. And he should. If he believes his innocence, he should. But if he were to be suspended for whatever this year, can that be used against him in a civil case? Because that doesn't seem very fair.
Yeah, I think it absolutely can be presented in a civil case. Now, whether it's actually used against him or not, I think it will come down to how well the attorneys do their job. But there can be an attempt. I mean, obviously, there can be an objection to that. But I think it's going to become so public that it's going to be really hard to shield it from the people who are on those juries, because it's probably going to come down before the trials even resume, before they even pick those juries. So people will hear about it.
Amy Dash joining us here. If there is no suspension, could they, like, say there's no suspension, and then there's more that's brought to the table some way, somehow. Could they go back and try to do it again? Or does the NFL have their own version of double jeopardy?
No. So if there's no suspension, that's it. It's okay. Final. And that's where this new system is in favor of the NFLPA and the players. Because then they're done. However, I think, you know, if the NFL were adjudicating this, it would be more opposed to making a final determination that leans in favor of no suspension, because it already got burned when it did that with Ray Rice. And then the video came out. So that was a huge problem. But now the NFL sort of washes hands of it and say, well, we have this independent person who's experienced, who's a former judge, who's going to make the determination, and her determination stands. So I think, you know, now they could say, well, this had nothing to do with us. Don't blame us. I'm hoping that they're not influencing this person. At the same time, because of the number of accusers and the admission that, you know, sexual relationships did take place with some of these women, and the sheer number of not only accusers but women that were contacted, I think there's a good possibility that there will be some sort of a suspension. And then at that point, the NFL can sort of get in and manipulate that, and that's where they're going to come under pressure again as to, okay, how long and how many women do you think were telling the truth versus not? There's a good chance that these cases might be determined on a case-by-case basis. So there may be no suspensions with some and some suspensions with more serious allegations if there's evidence to basically back them up.
Amy, just a couple more here. We appreciate your perspective, our Odyssey legal insider on the hotline. Look, whether or not it would be unethical to do this from the NFL's point of view, that's another matter. But would you put it past the NFL behind the scenes to take Deshaun Watson aside and say, get this settled now?
I think they would have done that, to be honest with you, by now, because it's just become such a firestorm of publicity that they would have done it. I mean, maybe not because of the criminal investigation. Maybe they were waiting for that to end. But I really think that he is so far in on his platform of I'm going to clear my name that it's going to be very hard to backtrack. I was extremely surprised that when there was an opportunity to settle the majority of these cases and it wasn't done in time for the trade deadline, that was completely abandoned, because I had heard that there was some progress there, even though they hadn't, you know, reached the number of people that would have satisfied the Dolphins. There was still an opportunity to settle a vast majority of the cases. Now, not all of them, because every woman felt differently, I was told, and some of them wanted to see their cases through. But yeah, certainly in a situation where you can have these cases tried separately and this process going on for years, and you're making $230 million, why not try to settle some of them?
Amy Dash joining us here on the show. That was one of the things that kind of surprised me real quick, where we know from Ed and Peggy Gallick of Fox 8 that there was a possible settlement outreach in April, last month. And neither lawyer has come on and said nothing like that is on the table. It's still a possibility there. I know that not all 22 accusers feel the same way about a settlement there. Could there be a possibility where he settles a multitude of them and then, okay, this is where it is? But once the decision is made, then the decision is made by the NFL. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, I think that what happens in these situations is he's riding high now on a wave of no criminal charges and two grand juries declining to charge him. So that's a victory. And when you have a victory, you have two contentious lawyers who are, you know, really out, I would say, have like hatred towards one another over the way that they have each handled the case. I think you're not in a position where you have your advocate encouraging you to settle. You don't have an adversary that's easy to settle with necessarily, because they're fiercely advocating for their clients. And you've just, you know, been exonerated in the criminal system, so to speak. And you have all the money, you know, and you've been through the ringer in the court of public opinion. So I think there is a conviction here on his part to say, I'm going to see this through, you know, even if it's just from a pride standpoint.
Amy, we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Thanks, guys. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too. Amy Dash, Odyssey Legal Insider. Amy Dash, Insider Calls, presented by BetQL. BetQL here to help us make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.